Hi, and welcome to my first podcast. Hopefully not my last, but you never know. So, in watching the second Liberal debate tonight, I gotta tell you, I found something very disturbing, and it wasn't the format. I kind of applaud the party for trying something a little bit different. Would I have liked to see them in a debate, one against the other, two or three people on stage? Sure. But it did offer the opportunity to get 11 minutes of each individual contestant being able to, well, spout their talking points in a fairly non-threatening situation, with softballs given to them to hit out of the park or to strike out on in an embarrassing fashion. So be it. Now, what I've been noticing throughout the Liberal leadership campaign is, frankly, a lack of fire. There's been hints of it, few and far between. But as kind of a political junkie, I spent the last year, year and a half, watching primaries and elections in the United States. And there is fire there. These people act, even if they don't believe it, they act as if the other person being elected would be the end of civilization. I'm not asking for that in the Liberal Party fight, quite frankly. But I am looking for some hint, some feeling that at least one of them has in the back of their mind, hell, in the front of their mind would be better, that they are in fact the best person to run the Liberal Party. That if they're not the leader of the Liberal Party, it's the last election we're going to ever have in 2015. That their ideas and their leadership skills are so important that they are going to fight, that they are going to be a little bit nasty in aiming for the prize and getting to the prize. Right now, everybody seems to agree with each other on most everything, and quite frankly, that means that the ground game is pretty much all you've got. There's nothing that differentiates themselves. Everybody believes in legalizing marijuana, save for a couple, and they believe in decriminalization. So you've got minor tweaks, and it's already, quite frankly, a plank in the Liberal platform. The others, they are a little bit in disagreement on this and that, but nothing major. This isn't a day in Parliament. This is the leadership of the Liberal Party of Canada, and quite frankly, I want some fire in the belly. I want a little fight. I want to know why George or Martha or Justin feel that they are the right person, feel that they're the only person, feel that spending $1 million is worth it to become the leader of the party. Right now, I just don't see it. Do you? Maybe we will in February and March. But I gotta tell you, December and January, far too polite for this guy's taste.